it won't be long. Of course, we have the fellowship, and we're all looking forward to not just sitting down eating, but fellowshipping one with another. A lot of times on Sundays and Wednesdays, the only time I get to see you, and we hurry up in, and we preach to you, and then you hurry up on out. And so tonight, we're going to just sit back and relax a little bit and some, take some time and fellowship one with another. You have a time talking and find out what's going on. I asked my wife about the big old deer she killed, and she'd be glad to talk to you about it. She went out hunting. And not only does she know how to use the kitchen knives, and now she knows how to use a rifle. So me and y'all pray for me. I'm in trouble, right? Amen. 1 John, if you will. Take your Bibles, throw me into 1 John. And we're going to see some things here in 1 John tonight. A very simple message, but I believe it's a lot of truth to it. And 1 John is a book about fellowship. I was looking for a message tonight that spoke about fellowship. And, of course, because we're having a fellowship tonight. But as I was reading here, something struck my attention. And I try to bring to light what's going on here, if you would, in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, if you will. And let's read this just chapter together. Not all the verses in this chapter, but the first 12 verses, well, first 11 verses. Let's read them together. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. My friend, we're going to talk tonight about light and dark. Darkness and light. Look here, if you would, in verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He spoke about darkness, and he spoke about light. In verse 9, the Bible says, he that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He spoke about the light and the darkness. Look here about the light in verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Look at verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. God has given us two simple little thoughts here about the darkness and about the light. Something probably even a little kindergartner could comprehend tonight. There's a certain thing called darkness, and there's a certain thing called light. And my friend, we're going to see what this means in our Christian life tonight. Let's pray together. Father, help our hearts. God, help me to preach. Help us to understand. God, it's a very simple thought tonight. But God, it's the truth of God's word. It's written down in the Bible for all eternity, for all generations. And Father, I pray to God tonight, by thy Spirit, would you help us illuminate our hearts and minds. Father, would you give me the capabilities of standing behind this pulpit at night, preaching the word of God. And Lord, all we do and say, may it be glorified to thy precious name. Lord, I love you tonight. I need you. God, I admit my incapabilities tonight. I can't do what needs to be done without you. Lord, help us all. I pray you would. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, tonight there's a certain difference between light and dark. Tonight we have light. We have lights all around us. We have artificial light. It's not the light of the sun, but it still lightens up the room. Today we was outside, maybe about 2 o'clock, and the sun was out, and the sun was scorching hot. It was hot outside today, and the sun was bright. We was going down the road, and my wife had a CD, and she had a CD laying on her lap, and the sun was reflecting off of the CD right into my eyes. And boy, it was just a piercing light that blinded me just for a few seconds. I couldn't see what was going on. But tonight, my friend, if we would shut these double doors that we have and cut off the lights and blacken the windows, my friend, we can make this room almost pitch black dark. I heard a story about a fellow that walked into a cave, and they went so many thousand feet into the cave, and all along the cave they had little strands of light. And when they got to the end of the cave, the man said, "This is total darkness," and flipped the light switch off, and all the lights went off. And he said, "You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face." He said, "It was so dark, your eyes didn't never get used to the dark." But you got to have some light to get used to the darkness. You got to have sunlight to be able to see a little bit in the dark. But my friend, the Bible says there's darkness and there's light. And I want you to see the dividing of the two. Turn here, if you would, to Genesis chapter 1. There was a time when the world was without form and void. And we'll see this here in Genesis chapter 1 tonight. I don't want to go too far ahead of the message. I want to try to stay right along with what I have here so it makes sense as we get to the end. But here in Genesis chapter 1, if you'll turn with me, we'll read the first five verses together and just draw a few thoughts out of this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." I want you to notice, my friend, in the fourth verse, what the Bible says, "And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." My friend, there's a time when this earth was without form and void. And I don't know exactly all that means, but it's not what it is today. There's a time when the earth was without form and void. There's a time, my friend, when darkness was upon the face of the deep. And that speaks about a person's life. You was born into sin, shaping iniquities, coming out of our mother's womb, speaking lies. My friend, and we was made in darkness. The Bible says in sin that my mother conceived me. Not in some sinful, adulterous act, but the Bible speaks about how we was born as sinners. You don't have to teach a little baby to lie. They know how to lie. They know how to mess up the rooms. They know how to try to get away with things that they should be doing. My friend, you've got to teach a child to have manners. You've got to teach a child to say yes, sir, no, sir, and clean their rooms up and brush your teeth and take a bath. You've got to teach a child all the good things to do in life. My mother never taught me to lie. My mother never taught me to curse. My mother never taught me to do one wrong thing, but yet I still knew how to do it, and I knew how to do it from birth. The Bible says the earth was without form and void. That's how you might be tonight if you're not saved. You're without form, you're void, you have emptiness, you have no meaning of life. And the Bible says darkness was upon the face of the deep. But notice what God said. God moved in. And notice what it says here, if you would. And the Bible says in verse 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Once again, I'll repeat myself. You didn't find God when you got saved, because God wasn't lost. And my friend, I want to add to that, God didn't find you when you got saved, because God knew where you was always at. My friend, God chose to come to you. That day he come to you. And the Bible says if Christ be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. The only reason you got saved that night is because God come to you and God convicted your heart through the precious word of God. Christ revealed himself to you and you trusted in what the Bible says you should do for salvation, my friend. It wasn't good works, good deeds, by your merit you earned salvation. It's simply because Christ died on the cross of Calvary and come to where you was at. He come to our house, 2208, out there in Nichols, my friend, a long ways from church. I got saved in my house around a coffee table we got from Walmart. We turned the coffee table into an altar. And some people turn the bathroom into an altar. Some people turn their car into an altar. But hey, I know that Tuesday night, about 7:30, I got saved by God's amazing grace. I didn't know one thing about the Bible. I didn't know one thing about church. I didn't know one thing about tying a necktie and wearing wingtip shoes. But I knew that night I was out form and void, and darkness was in my life, and I wanted things to change. And the preacher man told me if I trusted in Jesus that he would change my life and save me from a place called hell. And that's what I done that night. Got saved. You know what God said? God said, let there be light. What are you saying, Preacher Scott? Just because someone calls on the name of Jesus, my friend, it don't mean they get saved anytime they want to. There's a lot of people that made a deathbed profession. But the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall get saved. I know that. But my friend, it's sincerity when you call on God. It's with your heart you've called on God. I've seen a lot of people in the past 2 years of pastoring this church, pretty soon be 3 years this coming February. I've seen a lot of people get out of their pews and come to this altar crying crocodile tears and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. And all they was wanting was to get back into the house and get back in good with their wives and not have their sickness on their lives and for their children not to be going down the wrong road. They come, my friend, just so something physical can happen in their lives, and they never come to give Christ their sin and to get saved by God's amazing grace. You know what, my friend, when someone's serious about God, hey, God steps on the scene. He says, hey, let there be light. The only way you can get saved, the only way you can get saved is by Jesus Christ. Not by coming to church, not by reformation, not by trying to straighten up. But notice what the Bible says here. Hey, God said, let there be light, and there was light. But that's how much power God has. For out of total pitch black darkness, God said, let there be light. And from the sound of his voice, light came. And the Bible says in verse 4, God saw the light, boy, that it was good. Why ain't that something, my friend? Hey, if you're part of God's family tonight, you're part of the light, you're in the light, and we see more about the light in a minute. And the Bible says that God saw the light, and the light was good. There's many things God said that was good. Just from some Bible knowledge tonight, when God made the firmament, God made the space between heaven and earth, clouds and the stars, he never said that was good. He said the light was good. He said the earth was good. He said it was even good when he created man and the cattle. But he never said the air between the heavens and the earth was good. Because the Bible says there's a prince of the powers of the air, which is the devil, going to and fro. Read your Bible. There's some good things in it. But here, God said the light was good. And my friend, if you're part of God's family, you're part of the light. And God says it's good to be part of God's family. And God divided the light from the darkness. I want you to know there's light and there's darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. Pastor, what are you trying to say tonight? Hey, my friend, you can't tiptoe through the tulips. Hey, you can't straddle the fence. Either you live for God or you live for the devil. You can't live for both. Hey, the Bible says he'd rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. He said, hey, you're lukewarm, that he'll vomit you out of his mouth. In other words, a lukewarm Christian that's going to live for God on Sunday and curse like the devil on Monday. He said, hey, you make me sick. He said, you Christians that act like a holy roller on Sunday and you live for the word on Monday. He said, you make me so sick, I want to throw my guts up. I say, amen. He divided the light from the darkness. If you're going to live for the devil, you go ahead and live for the devil. Hey, you go ahead and let this church know and the world know that you're going to live for the world, the devil, and the flesh. Hey, don't be a hypocrite. Don't be double-minded. Don't be wishy-washy. Hey, if you're going to live for him, go ahead and live for him. But hey, if you're going to live for God, then you live for God. Hey, my friend, you wake up every day. Hey, you live the Christian life God saved you to live. Hey, my friend, you go ahead and wake up and say, hey, God saved me, and I'm a Christian, and I'm going to be a Christian until I take my very last breath, and I'm going to live for God. I'm not going to straddle the fence. I'm not going to walk in a gray area. It's either black or white. It's either dark or it's our light. It's either for the world and the devil and the flesh, or it's going to be for God. The Bible says, hey, you choose you this day whom you will serve, the gods of your father, the gods on the other side of the river. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hey, go ahead and choose today who you're going to serve. But hey, this preacher boy, hey, this old country dumb preacher boy, he's going to try his best to live for God and preach the word of God and preach hell hot and heaven sweet and sin wrong. Hey, my friend, go ahead and choose today. But God divided the light from darkness. And we got a distinct difference between the two. If you cut the lights out tonight, you won't have no fool to walk in here and say, hey, it's light. They say, hey, it's dark. It's dark. If you think it's bad right here, we was in church in a youth meeting. Boy, they didn't cut the lights on until 2 minutes till. 2 minutes till time to start, that's when they cut the lights on. And everybody knew that was in the church, everybody knew it was dark. I didn't look at my wife and say, is it dark in here? My eyes just ain't right. I knew it was dark. My friend tonight, you know what's light? You look outside the windows, you know what's light? You don't have to have somebody tell you there's a distinct difference between the two. And tonight, my friend, you don't have to have somebody tell you that living for God and living for the devil, there's two different distinct actions in that. There's two different lies from living for God and living for the devil. I want you to know God divided the light from darkness. Look what it says in verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. My friend, he said he started his work in the evening time. And of course, we go from morning to night, and that's our day. But God's day started in the evening. That means something for us tonight. Most of the time, us as husbands and mothers and fathers and wives, you know what we do? We work during the day. Our children's in school during the day. So our time really does not start until the evening when we're home with our families. And you look in the Bible and see what God says you should do in the evenings and at night and in the morning, how you should take God's word and teach your children the principles and the oracles of God's word. But here God says, hey, the evening and the morning were the first day. Hey, thank God when God found you, you was at the worst place of your life. Hey, you wasn't some goody two shoes that deserved to go to heaven. He found you when you was in your darkest and deepest place, and he brought you out of that and transformed you into a child of God. He transformed you and put you the light and made you a child of God. Turn back, if you would, to 1 John. We're going to see some things. So now we know there's a difference. If anyone didn't have a clue tonight before you come in, we know there's a difference between light and darkness. We know there's a difference between light and darkness. But look what it says here in 1 John chapter 2. Let's look at the light for just a little bit. Here in 1 John, well, let's go to 1 John chapter 1. You're just one page away. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. Notice what the Bible says. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. My friend, if you're gonna equate darkness with evil, the Bible says there's no darkness in God, so there's no evil, there's no sin, there's nothing wrong in God. You know what the Bible says? God is light. Hey, tonight, the Bible says God is light. God is light. Look what it says here in verse 7, if you will. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sins. The Bible says that God is the light, and the Bible also says that he is in the light. Ain't that something? Let's read it again so you know what I'm saying. Verse 5. The Bible says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. God is light. Look at verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Ain't that something? My friend, I can't explain to you how God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, they're three different people, but they're all one. I can't explain to you the Trinity. But here's part of it. The Bible says that God is light. And the Bible also says that God walks in the light. How can you walk in yourself? I want to show you something else that goes along with this. In the gospel in 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Notice what the Bible says here, I believe, in verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. And we know who the true light is. The true light is Jesus Christ. My friend, there's many false prophets. There's many false teachers. There's many false gods. Your job could be a god. Your family could be a god. Hey, your life could be a god. But all those is false god. There's only one God. Every one of us is going to stand before, my friend. And the Bible says every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, and everyone will tell that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But the Bible says that God is light, and the Bible says that God is walking in the light, and the Bible also says that God is shining the light. I believe we have all three wrapped up in one tonight. My friend, God is light, God is walking in the light, and God is shining the light. So my friend, if you're a part of God's family, I believe you're in the light, and notice what the Bible says, if you would. Notice what the Bible says in verse 10. Talking about us. Us that are saved and us that are in the light. We're in the light. Those who are in the light. In verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. So the first thing I see tonight, if you're in the light, you loveth your brother. Boy, that's something, ain't it? You know what it says, honey? It says here there's only two things. It's either lightness or darkness. Either you're in darkness or you're in the light. And if you're in the light, you love your brother. If you're in the light, you love your brother. If you're in the light, you love your family. You love your brothers and sisters in church. However may hard it be, you love your pastor. Hey, you love other Christians that's not going to your church. But the Bible says if you're going to be in the light, you've got to love your brother. You know what it says? Look at it in verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. So you want to tell you? I want to tell you tonight how you can tell if someone's in the light or someone's in darkness. If someone's living for Jesus or someone's living for the devil. If someone's in darkness or if someone's in light. You know the first thing you can look for? If they love their brothers and sisters in Jesus. The Bible says, if at all possible, live peaceably with all men. You know what that means? That means some people I'm not going to get along with. Hey, some people tonight, I might not get along with Brother David. Boy, he might just get up under my skin. He might get on my last nerve. I can't even put up with him. I can't even look at his face. Hey, I need another dose of grace every time I look at his face. I can't stand Brother David, but I can't love him. And my friend, if I can't stand him, I stay away from him, but I can love him. You know why I can love him? Because Jesus Christ have saved my soul and changed my heart and gave me the true light, gave me his light and his love in my heart. And the Bible says, if you're going to be part of the light, you have to love your brother. Well, that's what John said. That's what else he said about the light in verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. Now, my friend, tonight, we're not going to stumble over these pews. Tonight, if I walk off of this pulpit, I'm not going to stumble down the steps because I've got light to see. And the Bible says if you're part of God's family, you're in the light, God is light, God is in the light, and God is shining light. If you're part of God's family, you're in the light, you love your brother, and there's no occasion of stumbling in you. That means you're not going to just accidentally one day just fall into sin. That means you're not going to just wake up one day and forget to eat your Fruit Loops and go out, my friend, and just happen occasionally just stumble into sin. If you got the light and you're in the light, then there's no occasion of stumbling in you. If you got sin in your life tonight, it's because you chose for it to be there. My friend, the Holy Ghost abideth in you. And he leads you and guides you and directs you in all truth. My friend, tonight I scream and cry and do everything I can. My friend, I try to help you in your Christian life. But I'm not going to leave this church tonight and rob a bank. I'm not going to leave this church tonight and go down there to the ABC store and get a fifth of liquor and get drunk. You say, why, Preacher Scott, you have arrived? No, I ain't arrived. For this old flesh is just as dirty as it always has been. And so is yours. The only thing different about me from now and 7-8 years ago is Jesus Christ. You know what? You know what I could do tonight? I could go down into the Walmarts and buy some Mad Dog 2020 and get drunk. I could do that. I've got a little bit of money in my pocket. I've got an automobile. Walmart don't close till 12 o'clock. So I could do that tonight if I really wanted to. But I don't want to because I'm in the light. And God's shining his light in my life. And when God saved me, he moved in as the Holy Spirit of God. And now his light is shining out of my life. I'm walking in the light. I've got the light. And the light's shining in my life. And I don't want to sin against God. I want to stay in the light. My friend, the Bible says, hey, if you're part of the light, you love your brother. If you're part of light, there's no occasion of stumbling in you. You know what that means? That means, hey, you got a direct path to walk. And God's going to help you walk it. You ain't got to worry about getting off course. I've always worried. I've always worried about missing the perfect will of God. I've always worried about missing God's will for my life. But as long as I stay in the Bible, stay on my knees, I've got a path to walk, and God's going to give me light to shine on my path so I know which direction to go. The Bible says if you're in the light, Now, don't tell me if you're in the light or not. I don't have to know that. I can see it. If you're in the light, you love your brothers, you love your sisters in Christ, and you're not going to stumble, you're not going to have no occasion, you're not going to be tempted to the point where you're not able to withstand it, my friend. If you're in the light, as God is light, the Bible says there's no occasion of stumbling in you. He said, preacher, not you. You're preaching sinless perfection. No, I'm not preaching sinless perfection. But I'm telling you, if we get in the Word of God and stay in the Word of God, you're not going to sin like your flesh wants you to sin. If you stay in the Word of God and let God's Word stay in you, He's going to give you the light and you'll have no occasion of stumbling. You're not going to be tricked, fooled by the devil. If you keep the Bible in you, if you keep the Bible open. Heard a story about a man. Brother Jeff, he said when he first got saved, he wore a Bible out every 2 years. He said he read it and preached it and spit on it and beat on it so much he's worn it out the past two. He said he wore a Bible out every 2 years. He'd been preaching now for a good some long time. And some preacher boy in his church looked at his Bible and says, how long have you been preaching out of that Bible? He said, oh, about 12 years. The young boy flipped through it and said, well, it's still in pretty good shape. Well, that hurts, don't it? What you used to do ain't what you're doing today. Well, he used to wear a Bible out every 2 years, but he's had this, another Bible for the past 12 years. My friend, what you used to do, it's not going to make up for what you need to be doing today. The Bible says if you're in the light, you'll love your brother. We'll have fellowship tonight. We'll gather around, we'll talk about hunting and fishing, talk about diamond rings and pots and pans, whatever you women folk. Well, my wife, she's going to get in that deer hunt tonight. She'll talk about that. I don't know what other women folk will talk about. But hey, Jesus always should be coming up somehow or another. We should always bring him back to Jesus. We should always bring him back to Jesus. In the elevator the other day in a hospital, and we hit the down button, was on the third floor going down. Somebody got in the elevator with us. I said, are you going all the way down? He said, all the way. I said, how about the last time? He looked at me real strange. I said, the last time, are you going to go down or up? He didn't comprehend. I said, hey, when you die, are you going to go down or up? He smiled. He said, you must be a preacher. I patted my stomach. I said, why? He said, because only preachers talks about Jesus. Boy, I wish that wasn't true. I wish that wasn't true. I wish he would have said, hey, you're a Christian. Because only Christians talk about Jesus. I would have liked that. My friend, the Bible says if you're in the light, you love your brother, you have no occasion of stumbling. Look here, if you would, the last point tonight. 1 John chapter 2. We saw the dividing of the light and darkness. We saw the light. Let's look at the darkness tonight. In verse 11, just one verse tonight about darkness. The Bible says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Can you imagine that? Is there someone you hate tonight? The Bible says if it is, you're in darkness. The Bible says let God be true and every man a lie. God's not going to tell us something that's not right. The Bible says in verse 11, he that hated his brother is in darkness. And because you're in darkness, you walk in darkness. You know what that means tonight? That means you can't see where you're going. If you're in darkness tonight, you hate your brother, you'll be able to walk anywhere you want to. But you'll be in darkness. You can't see God. You can't see the blessings of God. You're in darkness. Tonight, if we shut the doors and blacken the windows and cut the light out, I'll be able to do a roll call and you can say your name, but I won't be able to see you. I know you're there, but I won't be able to see you. People that walks in darkness, they know God's there, but they can't see him. I know God's there. I can't hear him and I can't see him like I used to. Look here, if you would, in verse 11. Bible says he walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth because that darkness has blinded his eyes. So if you're in darkness tonight, the Bible says you hate your brother. You walketh in darkness. You know not whither you goeth and your eyes are blind. I don't know about you, but it sounds like a whole lot better and safer life to live in the light. I don't know about you, but it sounds like a whole lot better for you tonight to live according to the Bible, walk in the light as God has given us a light, than for you, my friend, to do it your own way and walk in darkness and hate your brother and walk in the darkness and can't see where you're going. It goes anywhere and everywhere. And it's not the perfect will of God for your life because you're in darkness tonight. The Bible says you walk in darkness. You know not whither you goeth, and your eyes are blind because of darkness. And there's only two. There's only light and darkness. So my question to you tonight is, which one are you in? Do you love your brother and abideth in the word of God and let God's word abideth in you? Are we in the light tonight? Can we sit down tonight and, as Brother John Moxley would say, everything is copacetic? That means everything's all right. Can we sit down tonight and say, hey, preacher, everything between me and my Savior is just like it needs to be. If we can't, there's a little bit of darkness that needs to be fixed. And the only way to fix darkness is to give it to Jesus and say, God, I can't handle this. I can't deal with this. I need to give it to you. I need to take this darkness out of my life and allow your light to shine in. God, I can't handle this. I'm going to give it to you and let you replace it with your light. Because if we don't, we'll just keep walking in darkness. We'll go wherever we're going without the blessings of God. And we'll stay blind to what God has for our lives until we give this darkness to the Lord. I don't know how it will fit in, but I just thought about this one verse. If I could find it real quick for you. You don't have to turn there. But it says about a verse over here in the book of Jude about darkness, the blackness of darkness forever. I don't know. It's in verse 13. The Bible says, raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, warning stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. You know what that means? That means if you're not saved, help them out. You're going to live in the blackness of darkness forever. My friend, are you saved tonight? Do you know Christ is your Savior tonight? If you do, every day we need to walk in the light as He is in the light. And the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. You don't have to keep that blackness in you. You don't have to keep the darkness in you. You can get rid of it, give it to Jesus, and He'll replace it with light. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. God, for your wonderful blessings upon our lives. And it's one thought tonight about the dividing of the darkness from the light. And God, as a Christian tonight, we can choose to live in the light and live in your will for our lives. Or tonight, we can choose to allow the darkness to abide in our lives. But if we do that, then we'll walk in darkness, and we will not know where we're walking to, and our eyes will be blinded from the Lord. God, help us to see you tonight in the light, the true light. Help us to love you and help us to walk in you. Lord, the Bible says tonight that God is light, and there's enough of you to go around for everybody. There's enough of you to shine in everybody's heart and life. And then the Bible says God standeth in the light. Lord, you're standing in the light tonight. You'll hold our hands and lead us and guide us and direct us on the path you've got for us. And then the Bible also says that the Lord is shining the light. And I believe you know exactly where we're at. And you'll give us enough light not to see in the far future, but just to see right here before us, that we can just put one foot in front of the next and trust in you. God, I pray for some of us tonight that might be in darkness, might be something in us that's not right with the Lord, and it's hurting us. It's causing us to hate our brothers and sisters. Lord, help us to forsake it tonight and put it on the altar and give it to Jesus, that He can fill that void, that emptiness up with His light. And Lord, we pray I beg you tonight, if one's lost and without Jesus, God, they see the need for salvation. Not to come join this church, not to come to do good works, but just simply come to Jesus. Would they come to trust in you tonight? I pray, Father, you help us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. The invitation starts. The altar's open. Would you come tonight? If you happen to know someone's coming to the altar to pray, won't you pray with them? Don't let anybody at this altar to pray by themselves. Some of you young teenagers, you can find someone at the altar to pray with tonight. That'd be good. Just find someone. Maybe your Sunday school teacher might come. You can pray with him or pray with her. Maybe your friend might come. You can pray with them. Maybe your family might come. You can pray with them. Don't let somebody pray by themselves. Let them know we have help. Let's encourage ourselves in the Lord tonight. By all means, if there's blackness, if there's something that's not right, if you don't have the true light, won't you come to Jesus tonight? Will there be one willing to say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. My life is empty and my life is void. My life is full of darkness. My life is really not what I want it to be. I'm sick or tired of who I am." Won't you come to God tonight? Won't you just meet me up here at this altar? We'll take our Bibles. I'll take my Bible and show you how to trust in Jesus. And He'll save you tonight. He'll cleanse you from your sins. He'll make a new creature out of you tonight. He'll make things different if you'll come to Him. Call on Him. He'll save you. Bible says he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. If we just keep giving things to Jesus, every day just give it to Jesus. Every day just say, "God, here it is." He'll help you. He'll watch over you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll take care of you. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful night. God, I pray you bless the remainder of it for us. Lord God, we thank you for the precious word of God. How it has no errors, it has no mistakes. And how, God, something tonight as simple as the light and darkness can speak to our hearts. I pray for the ones on the altar, for the ones in the pews. God, help us to continually to give you the darkness in our life. Just turn it over to Jesus that you can fill it with your light. Help us to know that God is light and you're walking in the light and you're shining the light. I believe what that means for us is we have all that we need in Jesus. Lord, I love you tonight. I thank you.